Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I wish I could understand why that song just played, but I love it. It's one of my favorite Bob Marley songs of all time. Don't quite know why it was there. Is it April Fool's Day? I'm just kind of... Great song, though.
Buffalo Soldier.
Yeah. Rasta the Soldier.
It's a deeper meaning.
Was it? I could guarantee 99% of people who just heard that song have no idea what it's about. But anyway, here we are in Central PA playing Bob Marley. It's all good. Was that song left over from last night's celebration at the Edison? Did you have leftover music and you thought you'd bring it in?
Probably. We were rocking out to some 70s.
Some 70s, okay.
It was good.
That's kind of neat to listen to.
It was cool. It was a good time at the Edison last night.
I saw videos of Kevin behind the bar. It was scary. That man should never dance again.
No, don't say that.
Why?
We had such a nice time. He had his, like, dad moves. Right?
He let all his hair down, did he?
He did indeed. he said, this is where I live, right here. He was kind of doing, like you know, like he...
Oh, so he doesn't live at the Edison.
No. Like, when he's dancing. Lives, like,
when he does that... When he does that Uncle Lariat,
yes, like the dad
predominantly
like
white
live right
wedding
here.
Reception.
You have to live in your box, like right there.
You gotta
there.
Live in your box and just
and I was like, no,
get
Kevin,
it all jigging.
Break free. I kept telling him, break free, Kevin Herr, break
it
free.
It didn't look like he was breaking no. free. He may have been for him, but, you know, because he's...
I did teach him something, though.
Oh, God, what?
How to pour the perfect beer.
Something he definitely wouldn't know?
Well, let's just say there was a little bit of a learning curve.
I'm thinking he hasn't tapped a lot of kegs in his day.
No, he has not.
All right.
Here's the thing. I think
it looked like he was having a good time.
It was great. Everyone, thank you so much who came last night. It was wonderful. The penne with vodka sauce. Chef Brian, I tip my hat to you.
Nobody knows how to say that, by the way. Penne? Penny?
Penny.
Penne?
It's penne.
Penne, he says.
It's penne.
Penny? No. I'm not sure.
I heard it said like 10 times yesterday, and I didn't hear it said the same time twice. So I just kind of laughed. Like Sean Carey yesterday, he said something. I don't know what it was. It was like a Beatles song or something. I don't know.
Okay. Well, the pasta that I ate last night with the vodka sauce was excellent.
Yeah, I was literally licking my plate.
I consumed the whole thing.
Yes.
Like the entire dish.
Phenomenal.
It was delicious.
Yes.
With vodka sauce is in my eyes. Okay. So, first of all, what could have been even funnier than watching Kevin dance would be watching news guy Matt lick his plate. That could have been very funny.
It happened, I was
there. Did you capture it on
video?
No,
I did not.
No, you didn't capture it? All right.
I keep these things private. I try to at least.
Licking your plate
he
is private.
Turned yes. He kind of turned his back, and he was in a booth in the bar. Like he turned away.
Yeah.
I couldn't see it.
I strategized these things.
Okay, good. All right, we're all dressed in pink on a Wednesday. There's still more fun to come up this week. And today is National Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's all going to happen this week. We're going to talk
okay.
about that coming up.
Okay, all right.
Thanks for dressing in pink, guys. Huh?
Who are we slapping?
Pick one.
Oh, geez.
I mean, you know, we'll talk about it later, but it's all good. A party was had by all last night.
Lots of thinking.
I was at a different party, and guess who I bumped into?
Oh.
Mark Lawrence. What the heck?
No
How about
way.
That?
That dude doesn't tell you what he's doing or where he's going, and then he appears. He's an amazing person.
He and his lovely bride are large fans of the Weiss Center.
He was not dancing behind the bar like Kevin. However...
Although I would love to see that myself.
Check the video, dude. Check the video. It's all there.
It is.
We are painting the valley pink, and man... Is it fun? Details on the way. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. We made it to a Wednesday. It's Wednesday at the Wash. We'll talk about that. We're painting it pink on a Wednesday. We've got a special guest coming in today that's it's going to be a moment you're going to want to be with us for. We're going to talk about patient navigation. You know, you probably don't even know what that means. So, but it's very important in treatment, especially of breast cancer. So we're going to talk about that coming up later on. You guys went with the pink t-shirts.
Yes.
You look like bookends, for God's sakes, but you look good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
His says, paint the valley pink. Hers says, save the tatas.
Save them.
Thank goodness you don't have them reversed. But anyway, two very cool shirts.
Chef Brian gave these out last evening.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Wow.
He had them at the event last night.
Chef Brian is an amazing guy. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never gone to the Edison restaurant, you're missing something. All right? Just get there.
Yeah,
because the guy goes above and beyond.
He does, and he's so talented and kind and just puts his heart and soul into the food that he makes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of quiet about it.
He is.
But if you stand back and you observe what he's doing, especially if it's for a cause, we've been there several times for great causes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from Cinco de Mayo to painting it pink, that guy gets it done. Our next stop, we're going out to New Columbia, a place called Rooney's Pub.
I have never been there.
I was there a long time ago when it was called something else.
Okay.
And I remember pulling up to the place thinking, oh, this is interesting looking. And when I stepped inside, it was like beautiful.
Oh,
and I
okay.
was like, wow. Now, I don't know if there's been renovations on the outside, but the place was beautiful on the inside. And this was maybe 10 years ago. So I'm excited. Our very own Michelle Mertz sent me photos of the inside, and it looks really cool. It looks like a great place. But they have also, like Chef Brian, gone above and beyond. They're going to be serving tips and torts.
Mm.
Wait, what?
Tips and torts.
Tips and torts. I get it.
Are going to be served all right. up. All right?
What is it?
And I will be talking about this for the next few days because you got to get there. First of all, the drink, pink martinis and pink squirrels.
I love a pink squirrel.
I had a feeling, Matt, one of us out of the three of us had to know what a pink squirrel was. And you and I are like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Also, a pink martini. I taught Kevin how to make a Cosmo last night.
Nicely done. I know how to make a good Cosmo.
I have a feeling you taught Kevin a little bit too much last night. tips and torts. Tender filet mignon.
Oh,
I may have to come out for this one.
Medallions, you know, when they cut it real.
Yeah, tender, of course.
Yeah. Filet medallions in a red wine. Brown sauce.
That does sound good.
Over the top of, wait for it, cheese tortellini.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So it's tips and torts tortellini.
Oh, my gosh.
That makes sense.
And I know what I'm having for dinner next week as well.
Yes, me
so
too.
Start making plans now. We're going to be there. And it is our last Drinks for Pinks on a Wednesday, October 30th, next week. So we'll talk about that. Now, news is coming up next, sports and AccuWeather. Maybe we'll wait for another 15 minutes, give people a chance to think about what annoying coworker they want to slap today. Because I saw this on social media weeks ago, and I saved it because I think it's great.
I don't necessarily think we should encourage slapping people.
Yeah.
I think if you warn them... You can get away with it.
Fair warning.
I'm not talking a punch in the throat or anything. I'm just, hey, what? Hey, Bob, or whatever that guy is. It's slap your annoying coworker day. Oh, what are you going to do? Whack! And you just slap him. He saw it coming, but he was too dumb. You know, I think it's a good idea.
Is that kind of like when I hit you, but I say good game?
Well, see, that's what I was thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, you have to define what the slap is.
There's a fine line.
Yes, there is a fine line.
I say stay away from the face.
Yeah, yeah,
kinda
okay.
Like, don't touch people's, like, yes. You don't touch the hair.
And stay away from vital parts.
Yeah, no vital parts are the face.
Slap them on the arm. Yeah. Slap them on the shoulder.
Exactly.
All right, we'll talk about that. News is coming up next. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Slap your coworker, Dan. Wow. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:47. I got this feeling in my body. It's called arthritis. It's just a morning thing. Everybody get up, get moving. It's a brand new day. We're one day closer to the weekend.
Halfway through the week.
Mm-hmm. That's closer exciting. To Halloween. Oh, wait. No, we're not because Halloween started a month ago.
Okay.
I'm not going to go on a rant.
Thank you.
Halloween is out of control.
You need to take a deep breath. When
is Halloween out of control? When your neighbor decides to start blowing up pumpkins.
Wait, what?
This could be very dangerous. A man in Colorado decided he was going to have some fun in a field by blowing up pumpkins for Halloween. Like, not blowing them up with helium, blowing them up. Like, accelerant, maybe some gasoline, some matches. Let's blow up some pumpkins. This is not recommended activity.
We just heard this huge boom out back. This entire fence was just ablaze in, like, bright orange. Someone in the apartment complex was sprinting up and down the hallways, knocking on everyone's door.
We look out through our front window,
and we just see a bright orange glow. Why? Why would you even start with that? Baffles my mind.
Today's stupid news story of the day, exploding pumpkins. What, the pumpkin chunkin' wasn't good enough for you, buddy?
Right.
The corn gun wasn't entertaining enough? You had to put a big pile of pumpkins in an abandoned field right next door to a very large apartment building, sprinkle them with a little accelerant, and throw a match and go, watch, guys.
Boom.
Boom. Big orange boom. Where does it stop?
Ridiculous.
And what was I reading about this morning? There's the scariest haunted house in the world. No one has ever gone through it.
I'm looking at it.
They're offering thousands of dollars if you could finish it. This is not my idea of a holiday. I'm sorry.
It's in Tennessee. If you finish, you get $20,000.
And no one has ever finished.
No one ever has. You have to sign a 40-page waiver.
A 40-page waiver.
But
not an 8.5 by 11 that says, if you die, it's not our fault.
40-page waiver. You have to complete a physical, pass a drug test, and prove that you have insurance and do a background check.
All to go inside this haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
See, now this is getting out of control. I'm sorry. Halloween is stupid.
There's a video.
I wish I had Matt on a microphone right now. Nobody says stupid like news guy Matt. Halloween is getting...
Well, this in this case is stupid.
There it is.
See, thank you, Matt.
It says, McCamey Manor presents, and then there were none.
And then there were none because nobody has ever made it through this haunted house.
I don't know. Some of this stuff looks pretty sadistic. I wouldn't want people messing with me like that.
Come on now.
Mm-mm.
It's weird.
No. No, thank you.
I remember the old days. I know I'm the oldest guy here, but I remember the old days when Halloween was fun. You went trick-or-treating, you came home, and your parents ate your candy. That was it. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Just shut that video off, man. That's just disturbing stuff. Just stop.
What?
This is what I mean. We just talked about it a few minutes ago.
What?
If your alarm just went off, I say Halloween is way overdone and I'm tired of it. Okay? Now you call me a hater for the season.
That's not a haunted house.
And there's a haunted house in Tennessee
that offers you
$20,000 if you can make it to the end.
That's not a haunted house.
And we're
house.
Watching the video. It's 2 hours, what, a minute? An hour, 48 minutes long.
Yes.
It's almost 2 hours. It's terrible. What we're looking at is terrible. This crap has to stop.
I'm not going to share that. I'm not going to do anything
with
that.
No, don't.
Because that's not even a haunted house. That is just a man profiting off of torturing people. That is awful.
You have to sign a 40-page document before you go inside. That's how scary
it is. But then he messes with them. Like, the thing is, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm creeped out. Shut it
off. The beginning part of the video is him walking out of a trailer in Tennessee. What did I say? I go, that's an axe murderer.
There's a guy right away that you can't trust.
Yeah, goodbye.
Axe murderer.
If you have to sign a 40-page waiver for an haunted house, I'm out.
Yeah,
but you're
me
not
too.
Just walking through a haunted house. These people are like
they
blindfolded.
They get chained up and blindfolded.
And tossed in the back of a car. Like, are you kidding me? That's not a haunted house. This is like upsetting me. I'm getting angry. I got to stop watching it.
All right, there you go. So at least we agree on one thing when it comes to Halloween. I think we agree. It can be overdone.
Yes, but I still like to dress up.
This is just plain stupid.
There it is. Thank
stupid.
You, news guy, Matt.
Yeah.
This is a warranted
This is the reason. This guy is the reason why Tom hates Halloween.
Actually,
it could be one of them, Matt. You're right.
It's like you ruined it for everybody.
There
you know
it
what
is.
Saying?
There it is. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:13. There's a guy that's trying to get yellow lights changed around the world, not just here in the United States, but he says yellow lights are too short. Meanwhile, Laura was on her way to work today and saw something that I haven't seen yet in Northumberland through all this construction, all these detours, all these yellow cones and blinking lights. I haven't seen a single person get pulled over for doing something stupid. And you did this morning.
Oh my gosh. It actually filled my heart with joy. There was, I don't know if it was a Nori cop or if it was a state trooper.
Or a Point Township cop.
Sure,
or
I don't know.
They're all kind of there.
But a big old tractor trailer tried to ignore the detour signs, the turn around now if you're over, you know, 18 feet, all those signs, to come into Northumberland, and he got caught by the popo.
Wah, 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 wah. It happens, man.
I should not revel in other people's misfortune, however.
However, when it has to do with dangerous situations.
It is, like...
Like tractor trailers squeezing down 2nd Street
and
in Norrie or something.
Ruining people's curbs,
yep.
Their sidewalks, ruining their landscaping in front of their homes, and then also backing up traffic. I'm sure the folks behind him this morning, much like myself, did not appreciate the additional 10 to 15 minute backup until we all could go around, because it's one way coming in, it's one way going out, and you have to go on all these side streets now that are not large enough for big trucks.
Uh-huh. And now a change in road signs is one thing, but there, if there's an existing sign that says you can't take a left or a right, whatever, you still can't do that. You can't say, well, now that there's construction, I'm just going to sneak down this street. You can't do it. You just can't. And another thing that's bugging me is, okay, the traffic light on 3rd and Duke in Northumberland had to be put there because of the detour, but it is a hideous light. But it doesn't mean you just run it. Every morning at 5 o'clock, there's people just running that light. They're not, well, you know what? I ain't going to slow down. And there's like, just put a police officer there. You'd make enough money from probably midnight to 6 in the morning to run the borough. You know what I mean?
Yep, pretty much.
So this guy in Oregon, he runs a yellow light, which turns red. There's no police there, but they have those cameras that are built inside the traffic lights now. And it takes a picture of your car, and then a couple days later, you get a ticket. He says the yellow light was too short. They measured it. The yellow light was 3.2 seconds.
Okay.
Think about that if you're driving to work right now. That light turns yellow, you're 100 feet away, and you're like, I can make it. I ain't even coming off the gas. That's a bad move. But this guy wants yellow lights, not only in Oregon, but all around the country, all around the world, to be changed from 3.2 seconds to 4.5. So we have enough time to blow the yellow light. Here's the deal, friends. The yellow light was not put there for you to blow through it.
No, it was not.
It's a caution light that's put there to tell you it's about to turn red. Not, you got a few extra seconds.
No. It means caution. Please stop now. You know?
Right. So here's the light on 3rd and Duke in Northumberland. It turns yellow and like 4 cars are still going through it. You know? And it's red and they're still going. And I'm like, man, somebody's going to get tattooed.
Yes, exactly.
This is getting dangerous. So people,
slow down.
Let's all just calm down today.
Mm-hmm.
A safety tip.
From Tom and Laura.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning with some trick-or-treats in the form of late night sound bites.
According to a new study, 78% of parents steal Halloween candy from their children, while 100% of children steal 18 years of life from their parents.
Oh, this is going viral. A mom in Illinois was up all night after seeing a ghost in her baby's crib. Did anyone see this online?
Yeah.
It's pretty creepy. But then when she finally went into the room the next morning and pulled back the covers, she found the cause. And this is true. It was a mattress tag. Meanwhile, her baby was like, you waited all night before coming into my room?
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I like that song a real lot.
So do I.
It's just so simple and so cool. It's the latest from Maroon 5. Birthday buddies coming up in just a bit. All of our local celebrities, we call them. Musically, nobody today.
Really?
Except, no one.
Except Weird Al. So could he be considered a music dude or just a comedian who makes fun of music by making parody songs? I don't know. Weird Al is older than me.
He is?
He has actually made several appearances now at the Sherman Theater in Strasbourg.
Okay. So you don't miss one?
I just perform myself.
You don't miss one? You go?
No,
or
I don't.
Or was this just a random fact from News Guy Matt?
It's just a random fact from News Guy Matt.
Oh, random fact. Okay, yeah. Random fact.
So he's probably still on tour somewhere.
Probably.
Even in the Poconos. We don't know.
I just really appreciated Amish Paradise in high school.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay, I was just wondering.
I still know all the words.
Of course you do.
I'm sure you do. All right, Weird Al is 60 years old today. So please don't sing Amish Paradise. Do you promise?
I don't know if I can do that.
Please do not. Please do not.
I'm really holding it in right now.
Please I can do. Tell you are.
I'm holding it
with
in.
With every fiber of your being.
Matt, look at her. She's going to bust.
Yeah, I know. She is.
No, I have self-control.
All right. It's time for Tom and Laura's birthday buddies. Happy birthday to Alexis Brown from Riverside. She's 29.
Dana Schroeder from Watsontown is 47 today.
Megan Dirk from Herndon is 32. Happy birthday.
Andrew Palladino from Middleburg is 39 today.
Dave Murzowski from Shamokin is 67.
Nicole Rowe from Sunbury is 41. Happy birthday.
Brian Woodruff from Sunbury is 52. I know him. Hey, Bri, happy birthday.
Gina Agoglia is 63 today.
Samuel Snyder is 60 today. Happy birthday.
Carol Wynn from Sunbury is 58 today. Oh, wait a minute. Make that 68. I made you feel good, Carol. Happy birthday.
Kim Linkhorst is 49 today.
And Trenton Temple, 19 today. Happy birthday.
Chris Watts from Sealands Grove, 35 today. Happy birthday.
MC from Coltmont is the big 40.
Lordy, lordy, nobody on the text club this morning.
We have one from the Book of Faces.
Okay.
Our favorite rabbit transit driver, Ryan.
Really?
Well, I finally met last night,
yes,
by the way.
He's such
he was
a
at
nice,
Drinks for Pink. Yeah.
Yes, he was. He came to say hi to all of us.
Okay.
It's his boss's birthday today.
Oh, I was going to say happy birthday, Ryan. That's not his birthday.
No. Dana Moser, the fearless leader of Rabbit Transit in Central Pennsylvania, is celebrating a birthday today. So a very happy birthday from all of us.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can text us 49330 or call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
birthday
buddies.
Nothing, Michelle? She wasn't here to warm
she
up.
She walked in and you put her on the spot. Don't do that to our guest.
It's terrible. Anyway,
birthday buddies.
Each and every morning.
I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain. Sometimes
you're gonna do Amish paradise, aren't you?
Look at my Thomas and realize he's mighty plain. But that's just perfect for an announcer like me. You know, I shun fancy things like electricity.
Birthday buddies on 94KX. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura live, where we invite the community into the studio to talk about things. But in October, all things are pink as we continue to paint the valley pink. And we've got Michelle Heimbaugh with us from Evangelical Community Hospital. And she is a patient navigator. And people are probably saying, and maybe they say to you every day, wait, what do you do? Wait, what?
Yeah, they do every day. What does a patient navigator do?
But in today's medical world, like as soon as I walk in the front door of a doctor's office or a hospital, I'm like, what do I do? Where do I go?
It's actually anxiety inducing because it seems like everything is more complicated from the paperwork to the scheduling to any type of appointments and treatments. And if you're going through any type of diagnosis that involves cancer, I feel like there's so much stuff comes along with that.
Right. Are we right? Is that what's going on?
You're right. Today's healthcare system can be very stressful and very challenging. So as navigators, we try to personalize that approach, offer some reassurance and comfort that we're going to get you through that. We serve as an advocate from the time that you're diagnosed all the way through. For each individual patient, we try to calm that fear. And we navigate you through that process.
So this isn't like a demographical thing, like I'm going to use Laura as an example. She's in her 30s. She doesn't need navigation, just the older people do, or no?
No, everybody needs help navigating. They don't know what's next is always the question we hear. What's next? So we make sure that we lead them through that process. They don't fall through the cracks. They get through each step that they need to go through along the way.
Is that always the first question after you find out you have
pretty
breast
much.
Cancer?
Now what?
Yep, pretty much. What's next?
Now what? Huh.
Wow.
That's interesting. Well, I mean, it's a scary thing. It's daunting. And you hear all these words. You hear radiation. You hear chemotherapy. You hear surgery. You hear mastectomy. Double mastectomy, all of these things that I don't understand all of them. Right. And then, like, some radiation, like, is it a machine? Is it implanted? What do you do with it? I think it's great, though, that especially at the Thyram Humphreys Center for Breast Health, there's someone you can call. I feel like you probably become patient's best friend.
Yes. And we have some people who call every day. When we have some people who don't call, and we call them. But the navigators, we have a great understanding of the complexity. We provide that guidance and support. We direct them. We kind of streamline that care from the time of diagnosis all the way through treatment and beyond that. Even when they're done with treatment, we're still checking on them, making sure everything's going okay. Do you need anything? We follow them through the whole process.
So from the beginning to the end, and we've been doing this all month, we've talked to a surgeon, we talk technology, we talk radiation. Now we're talking navigation. I think every single person along the line has a very important job.
And that's true. You know, from the time you walk in the door, we have someone checking you in, and they're making sure that your insurance is correct, and we take your insurance so you don't get this huge outstanding bill. Mm-hmm. Then you go back through technology, and we have outstanding technologists that are making sure that you're comfortable and that you're not having an extreme amount of anxiety. They're talking you through the whole process. Now I'm going to do this. Now I'm going to do this. We have radiologists on site that are reading your films and making sure that you know what's going on. And then, you know, if you get to the clinic, we have very knowledgeable clinic staff that, you know, they know what's going on and they can talk you through the whole process. Everybody at the center, it's like a family. Mm-hmm. We know what we're doing. We're very knowledgeable, but for the most part, we know that you're nervous. We know that you're anxious. And we try to alleviate that for you.
A patient navigator. I think that you have to be a certain kind of person. You seem like a real calm lady.
Also, though, Michelle seems like a calm lady who gets stuff done.
Right. And that's a great follow-up, because you're calm when they're suffering anxiety. But at the same time, you're navigating their path to wellness, right?
I would want somebody to do that for me. Mm. And that's the attitude for sure. That I come in to work for with every day. Wow. If I was diagnosed with breast cancer, I would want somebody to be doing this for me and helping me through this process.
Almost to be like, I got you. Uh-huh. This is my job. We are going to handle it.
So I'm not going to let you fall through the cracks.
Oh, wow. Awesome. So that's amazing.
Your whole outlook is like, do unto others as you want done to you.
Yep, exactly.
That's fantastic.
I'm done.
I know.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. It's everything we've talked about with Michelle, with Dr. J, with anyone, Dr. Turner, all the representatives from Evangelical Community Hospital who have come in here, it's all part of the wonderful cause that is Paint the Valley Pink, because all of the funds that we are raising this month go to help women navigate the scariness that is a cancer diagnosis. And it doesn't matter if you have no insurance, you're underinsured, they will make sure, like Michelle, that you don't fall through the cracks.
Absolutely. And we need those funds. We have a lot of people that are underinsured or uninsured that don't come in and get their mammograms. And we need people to be coming in to get those mammograms. We have phone calls every day. Do you offer free mammograms for people that don't have insurance? Mm. And we can every year with the support of the community that raise these funds for us year after year.
Awesome. That's why we do what we do here.
Exactly. And that's why I'm so proud and happy to be involved with events like Cookin' Men coming up this Thursday. You can still vote for your favorite top chef.
Absolutely.
And that's a way for the community who can't be at the event because it is sold out to support the cause that is the Thyram Humphrey Center for Breast Health.
We'll do the links right now.
We will. We will link up because we want everyone to, of course, vote for Tom, but you can also vote for some of the other chefs as well.
Dr. Turner.
Dr. Turner.
He's a cool guy, that Dr. Turner.
Guy. He is.
Michelle, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, and news is coming up next, your ride to work. I want you to think about who you're going to slap today, because it is National Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day. I can't get enough of this. I think it's funny.
I'm still not sure if we should be advocating slapping.
Probably
not. So let's go over the ground rules. No face, No vital parts. No face, no vital parts.
How about the Three Stooges, man? When they used to just whack each other in the face. That's good.
No, that's good stuff. I think ground rules for today, especially if you're going to be slapping someone in a professional environment.
Yes.
No face, no vital parts.
Are you sure?
Or no the opposite vital gender, parts. Too.
Why? Sometimes Why? The opposite gender yeah. is your annoying coworker.
Exactly.
I mean, I understand where you're going.
I'm talking about like...
You don't want legal charges brought up, but...
Hit him in a professional way.
That's why I'm saying no face, no vital parts.
Yeah.
This is what I suggested earlier this morning. You tell them what's going on. And then if they can't see it coming, they're just totally ridiculous. Maybe you should hit them twice. You know, hit me with your best shot, okay? You walk up to that coworker today and say, you know what? Today is National Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day. And when they look at you, go, well, what are you telling me that for? Then just whack them. We all saw that Adam Sandler movie. I mean, we all want
to do these documents. It's going to take me months.
And you better get started. Wow, I just got a big headache.
What
was that, Click?
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. For the movie Click. Good luck today at work. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work at 8:15. It could only happen in Scranton. I am from northeastern PA.
Scranton is an interesting place.
Scranton, right here in central Pennsylvania, people make fun of Shamokin, and I don't like that. I don't like when people say, oh, Shamokin this, right? But I'm from NEPA. Okay, I'm from northeastern PA, and I'm from Southside Wilkes-Barre, and we make fun of Scranton. And so I'm thinking, I don't know.
There's a reason why The Office was set in Scranton.
Great point. Great point, because they're different kind of people. A guy in Scranton tried to buy a brand new iPhone.
Oh, boy.
Wait for it. With a fake $1 million bill.
Because those exist.
$1 million.
Yes. $1 million. What was that guy thinking?
Mini-me, bring me the $1 million bill.
$1 million. I mean, you walk into like a, I don't know, a Verizon store, an AT&T store, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I'd like the new iPhone. How much is it? Because don't worry, I got enough money.
Can you break a million?
Yeah, and then you whip out a $1 million bill. What does the guy behind the counter say at the cell phone store?
You laugh.
Hang on a minute. We got this little buzzer under the counter here. The cops will be here shortly.
My question is, like, who? I wouldn't even call the cops. That's just so stupid and ridiculous. I'd be like, okay, bye bye.
I wouldn't even call the cops. Just, you know,
to walk yourself out of there.
Okay, here's the deal. When the person behind the counter confronted him, like, sir, this is a $1 million bill. I mean, really?
Exactly.
You know what he did? He left the $1 million bill laying on the counter. He punched the person and ran. This could only happen in Scranton.
Of course he did.
So he stole it is basically what happened. While the person was busy looking at that. Wait, what?
Oh, no, he didn't run. He didn't steal the phone. He just left the money and ran.
What?
He didn't even take the phone?
He didn't take the money?
See, it shows you how smart this person is.
No, this is why this can only happen in Scranton or Florida.
Well, yeah, yes. Because most of our stupid news stories come from Florida, yeah. So, like, why do I have to read about this today?
You don't
like,
have to.
How come I didn't see it on Channel 16? Where's Nikki Kreis when you need her?
Can we send her to Scranton? That's not Nikki Kreis' area to go. We had to send Peggy Lee or somebody
exactly.
up there.
Exactly, that's not
Peggy
her area.
Peggy Lee? Rocking around the Christmas tree? What the heck?
Or said my man Andy Mahalshik from BRE.
Now there's a dude who'd get answers. Andy Mahalshik.
That's right.
He's been around longer than Tom Morgan. He gets it done.
Over 35 years.
That's right. So let's send Andy out on the, what do they call it?
On the beach.
The eyewitness.
Yeah, the eye team.
The eye team. Let's send the eye team to find this dude walking around Scranton trying to pawn off fake $1 million bills.
I want him to fabricate me a couple.
Why, you think you could get away with it in Shamokin? Is that what you're saying? I mean, people make fun of Shamokin here. I think it's wrong. People make fun of Scranton. I think it's okay. I don't know. It's maybe it's an issue I have. But are you actually going to walk into, would my very special Laura walk into the cell phone store and...
$1 million.
No, I would not.
You would not. Good.
Because I knew that I wouldn't be able to get away with it. I'd have a much more clever and crafty plan.
Yes.
That's true.
Only in Scranton. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, on the way to work with Late Night TV.
Baby, next to me.
The makers of the board game Clue have announced that the game's next edition will be the first to feature a bathroom as a possible crime scene, and they're already being sued by Starbucks for copyright infringement.
And finally, this weekend, Snoop Dogg celebrated his 48th birthday. Oh, happy birthday. Well, he received a bouquet of 48 joints. Although what he was really hoping for was an edibles arrangement.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning as we continue to paint the valley pink. We are dressed in pink today because it's Wednesday. That's what we do. But we also have drinks for pink. And we'll tell you about a new one coming up. But last night, I could not attend. I was busy at Bucknell University. But you guys, it was a great time.
It was. It was an awesome time.
How'd you do behind the bar?
We did all right. Rob Center and I killed it.
Sports Center is a bartender.
Yeah, Sports Center did a pretty good job last night once you got comfortable.
Proud of that boy.
Same. I was very impressed, actually. He needed a couple of tips and tricks from bartender Mike. Shout out to Barry.
Yeah,
that's how everybody knows him.
He was awesome.
What up, Barry?
What up, Barry? And there's video of our very own Kevin Hurd dancing behind the bar.
Yes.
I was a little, it made me laugh at first, but when I watched it the second time, it was a little scary.
I'm disappointed I missed this, because this happened, I guess, after I left.
It did. So, Rob, the bar at the Edison, at least where the bartender stands, no, not the bar itself, but the bartender area.
Tight workspace.
It is a tight workspace. Yes. So, Rob and I were chatting, and we were like, okay, well, we're going to take turns. So Rob Sports Center was first. I was second. So by the time it came around, Barry was like, oh, you know what you're doing. I walked out with a job, basically.
Okay. So when are you quitting here? Let us know. Let us know when Chef Brian is bringing you aboard. So then Kevin somehow, the voice of the Shikellamy Braves, gets behind the bar in his pink shirt. He looked handsome. And he's dancing, and it's caught on video.
It was amazing.
What was he dancing to?
Thank you, Sean Carey.
What the heck was he dancing to? Because he looked like everybody's drunk Uncle Larry at a wedding reception.
Exactly who he was.
Okay, so
I'm not sure. There were some quality tunes being played.
There were.
At the Edison last night.
I do have
night.
To say.
Everyone was singing. We had a wonderful time. But Kevin was kind of getting into it. And I was like, all right, open it up. I was like, come on. And he was like, no, man. I have to live in my box right here. I can't take it bigger than this. Things will get broken. People will get offended.
Is Kevin in the house right now?
Here he comes.
Kevin, were you or were you not? Well,
I
you
have
were
to
because I saw it on a video.
No, I'm not making fun.
All right,
I'm not making fun.
You were dancing behind the bar at the Edison.
And I was explaining you had to stay in
your
box.
Remember the movie Hitch?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm Albert Brenneman. This is you. This is your home.
This is where you live now.
This is where you live now.
Okay, all right. So
anything more than that? No, make it pizza.
No, churning the butter.
No.
Okay.
I wanted him to break free though, and he was like, "No, nobody wants that, Lara." And I was like, "Kevin, break free. Where else can you break free than with a little bit of alcohol in a bar?"
Well, the problem was the alcohol tap broke free on me.
It did.
when the keg tipped or tapped rather,
kicked, yeah.
kicked and it was tapped. It tapped all over my nice pink shirt.
That's how much of a party it was last night. The new Yingling, that the Yingling Hershey's Porter.
Yeah,
we
that
kicked
was a popular
it
one and last I'm- night.
We kicked it.
And I'm at Bucknell doing my job. What the heck?
You weren't doing a job.
Yes,
you were
I was schmoozing.
Culture. You were not schmoozing.
I was experiencing culture,
experiencing
and it was wonderful.
Culture.
But I'd rather experience your culture. I wanted to see Kevin dance live, damn it, and I missed it.
You'll get your chance next week. You're behind the bar.
All right. That brings us to next week's, which you can't miss. We're going to New Columbia. Kevin, you are personally invited by me, Tom Morgan, to go to Rooney's.
I don't know if you can recreate the moment that Kevin and I shared last night.
I'm afraid
it
we
was
can't,
a moment.
But I want to try. I want to do it again.
Kevin, we had a moment.
I got nothing. I think there was definitely too much alcohol flowing last night. That's the only explanation I could come up with. And I didn't have any.
He didn't have any. He was just caught up in the moment.
No, not when you're bartending. You don't, like,
right,
neither
you
of us were drinking.
You can't.
Seriously. The dance moves were pure, a pure expression of the joy that we each felt last night. That's what that was.
It was a pure expression of something, but I don't know what it was.
News is next. Oh, 46 now. In our backyard, it's Tom and Laura in the morning.
And we're driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Always worth the drive to Route 45.
Matt was dancing and almost knocked over Laura's computer.
Oops. I'm sorry.
He's a bad guy.
Careful there, bad guy.
He's a bad guy. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Hey, it's Wednesday. We're painting the valley pink, of course, every Wednesday. But it's also Wednesday at the wash. We do this all year round. You want to win yourself a car wash or at least get a real nice coupon, go ahead and text that keyword. The word is wash. You know how to spell it. Make sure you don't hit the wrong key and spell correct takes over. You want to text WASH to 49330. That's 49330. And enter to win a $20 gift card to Ultimate Express Car Wash. They're there in Sealands Grove. Love that one. Williamsport out by the Pizza Place or Danville, right across from Woodbine. All right. Be a Text Club member and receive a $2 off coupon code every Wednesday. Today would be an excellent day to wash your car.
I just ran outside really quickly.
Yeah?
It's gorgeous out.
Did you wash your car yet?
Not yet, but I think that's exactly my plan when we are finished here.
There it is. Me too, because it's what I do. Ultimate Express Car Wash on Wednesday at the wash. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning making room for Sean Carey. There is a party going on here in the studio right now. So Sean Carey's on the way next. He's got more details on vacation destination from Liberty Travel. Yes. Now, here's the clue. Listen for the contest sounder, we call it. And that would be your cue to get on your phone and call us. When we talk about it, don't call.
Now is not the time to call.
Yeah, because the phone line will blow up here shortly. But I know everybody wants to go to Punta Cana. I know this. But just wait, because your chance could be coming up shortly with Sean Carey or this afternoon with Kyle Alexander. It's that simple. Listen.
The resort looks gorgeous.
Caller 9 could be there for seven nights.
But not now.
All inclusive, but not caller 9 now. Listen for the contest Saturday. This is blowing up and people are going crazy, which is good.
It's a wonderful thing. And I'm just putting a plug in now that if you don't have a plus one, I volunteer as tribute.
There it is. Because we're here for you. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.